This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Norwood is a city divided by Montgomery Road that separates wards to the west and east, and by Norwood Lateral, which divides the city's northern and southern wards. Now a new project aims to improve Norwood's connections between the city's neighborhoods and with the region. Today we're going to discuss the history of Norwood, the plan to improve its connections, and the people and organizations making it happen. Joining me now are Norwood Mayor Victor Schneider. Welcome, Mayor Schneider.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Thanks for being here. Norwood Together Board President Mary C. Miller. Thanks for being here, Mary.
Thanks for having me.
And Congress for the New Urbanism President Mallory Batches. Welcome, Mallory.
Thank you for having me.
Norwood Together is a financial supporter of Cincinnati Public Radio. Mayor Schneider, Norwood has faced challenges over the years. There was loss of manufacturing employers. The city was placed in fiscal emergency by the state in 2016, but the city's also had a lot of economic development going on. What do you see as Norwood's biggest challenges and biggest strengths these days as you're working on this project?
Well, there's been a metamorphosis. I mean, really a renaissance of the city of Norwood over the last few years. And it's really welcoming new ideas and new people and taking advantage of really the position that we're in within Hamilton County. So, you know, if you ask me what one single thing makes Norwood so compelling to buy in or to live in, there's not one single thing. It's the diversity, and there's so much potential and great things going on there.
Yeah. Well, I know when you took office as mayor in 2020, I believe, that you were still dealing with that fiscal emergency. Are you kind of out of that? Is all that behind you? Is Norwood doing well in that regard?
We're still working with the Auditor of State's office in a very positive way. They've brought so many improvements to our accounting methods and to our systems. So we are now in a position where we are finishing out the year in a very positive manner. And when I say that, I mean fiscally. So that's exciting. We still continue to work with them. We're still putting together a five-year financial recovery plan. We're really looking at the path forward now is, okay, now we have our sort of our financial house in order. How do we make sure we keep it that way? And how do we really proceed on a path that the community members want to see, and that'll improve all of Hamilton County, really.
Yeah. And that metamorphosis you talked about, it seems like so much of these big new economic developments that we're all hearing about and seeing are kind of repurposing some of these plants and manufacturing facilities that were big employers years ago and were vacant for a while. How important is that to kind of Norwood's future as you see it, sort of taking those places that were important in the past in other ways and making them into something else?
It's incredibly important. I mean, taking a property that's, you know, was production like Factory 52. If you've not been to Factory 52, I tell everyone you need to go there. It is just an incredible development. There's so much going on there. But we have multiple other sites within our community that have been developed. I mean, Linden Point, there's Rookwood is Norwood. A lot of people forget that that's all Rookwood is all in Norwood. So there's so much to do, so many great things that are going on that have came from those manufacturing sites that were shut down.
Yeah. And Mayor, I started out by talking about how Norwood is divided by the Norwood Lateral in the city by other major streets. How did it get to be that way? Was that just kind of how the city grew up?
Well, yeah, it's a typical changes that occur through the years. Now, there's been some different mindsets since, say, the 60s and 70s when there was a lot going on. So it is something that happened over the years, and now we have the opportunity, a real great opportunity, to make major improvements. I mean, the Norwood Lateral is an incredible connector right in the heart of our community. It brings so many people into our community and through our community. But it has its challenges, and it did divide our community in half when it was put in, you know, I think the decisions were made in the 60s and it, you know, opened up in the early 70s. But that's the same as when 71 came through. I mean, Norwood has been around, you know, a village in 1888 and a city in 1903. So we've been around a long time.
Yeah, got some history there. Mary, how are those current disconnections in Norwood that we've been talking about, the way the city is divided up, How do you think they're getting in the way of what the city could be, this metamorphosis that the mayor was talking about?
Well, I think some of the issues that even came up when we met for the Congress for New Urbanism for the Legacy Project are how hard, you don't think about how hard it is really to get, say, from Ward 4 to somewhere else in the city. And I feel like that northwest area of Norwood feels more isolated to me. I'm in the south. I know when we did the Montgomery Road plan, a lot of the people that were on the steering committee said, we don't want to put our kids on bikes on Montgomery Road, but we sure would like a safe way across. Mm. And so I think that's a difficult feeling for people. And it really does sometimes feel a little bit separated by the wards. We're trying to make connectivity to change that, so people from each section feel connected to the others. I think that would be that's a really great goal.
Mm-hmm. Will Mallory explain what this project would do? Mary just referenced the Congress for the New Urbanism. You're the president of that. What is this legacy project that the organization is working on? How would it improve these connections within Norwood and between Norwood and other parts of Greater Cincinnati?
Sure. So I lead an organization that is a nonprofit membership organization. We are national, actually international membership as well, that works to advance more walkable, more sustainable, more equity supportive communities and neighborhoods, and the connection between those neighborhoods, as the project of Norwood is, you know, really highlights. And so CNU, our acronym, we have an annual Congress. It is a conference, but much more active and involved and engaged and participatory, that we move from city to city every year. And this year we'll be visiting Cincinnati in May. And as a part of that Congress, every year we work with our local host committee to identify projects in the host region that would benefit from pro bono design and policy recommendation services. And Norwood, the city of Norwood, applied for one of those legacy projects. And the team back in February came to visit Norwood. We connect, as part of this work, we connect some of our national firm membership with the, you know, specific needs that a project will have. In this case, Norwood was looking to work on connectivity. And so that is both a transportation consideration, but it's also a mobility consideration, and it's also a planning consideration of how to make these connections between the four wards of the city and do so in a way that, yes, recognizes that the, you know, the main cross division of the city is very accessible for cars, but what about everyone else and all of the other ways of moving from one ward to the next? How can we make sure to accommodate those users as well? And so that's really what the project focuses on.
Yeah. And so what would it do? How does the design of this project accommodate all those other people?
Sure. Well, so the project actually highlighted four separate sort of areas of concentration for planning and intervention. And those four areas were corridors, thinking about the corridors themselves, the main transportation arterials that move through the city, and thinking about how to make those more inclusive of other what we would call transportation modalities, other ways of moving along those corridors, whether that's foot, bicycle, e-bike, motor vehicle, transit, all of these included. So that was the first area of concentration. The second was the intersections, thinking about each of those individual intersections that are, you know, as Mary noted, are somewhat challenging to cross if you are not in a car or in a vehicle, and thinking about how to make those intersections safer so that they still are able to accommodate the vehicular movement, but are also able to allow for children on a bicycle to be able to cross and travel to another ward in the city. Then the third area is the crossings, and thinking about the fact that the lateral and the railway would have had limited crossings for very obvious reasons historically. But so the team looked at three different places that exist and envisioned a fourth, where folks would be able to move safely crossing that sort of barrier in the city. And then finally, the fourth area of focus for the design and policy intervention would have been the team focused on gateways and sort of thinking about how to connect the neighborhoods to the Wasson Way and to the Crown Network and allow Norwood residents to bike all over Cincinnati, to not just think about how they can be more connected within Norwood, but how Norwood can be more connected to the broader region.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary, you mentioned that some residents said, hey, we're a little bit nervous about biking on Montgomery Road, letting our kids bike on Montgomery Road. We want to get across it. Does that mean, would this plan include bike lanes on Montgomery Road? What's part of this vision for this connectivity?
Well, we have not seen the actual plan. I know exactly what Marjorie was talking about, that we looked at several ways to get across those main divides. And I think that's really the most important. Montgomery Road is a very busy state route. And so I'm sure we could have bike lanes on Montgomery Road, but it would be really expensive and difficult to make them in a way that would be safe for pedestrians and bikers. Bikers especially. Pedestrians, though, I know they're working on that because they're working on safety as they're redoing the road. But for biking, it's a pretty dangerous situation. So I think that it's mainly getting across. And then if they want to go north, how can we get across safely across the lateral? So
we're talking about a new project to improve connections in the city of Norwood. Do you have thoughts about the plan? Call 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. So, Mayor, where does this plan stand now? I know Mary said not all the specifics have been worked out, but where is it now? And Mallory mentioned that there's pro bono design work and all this, but who's going to be paying for kind of bringing all this to life?
Well, you know, first I'd like to thank the CNU for putting us in for the Legacy Project, and the Duke Foundation put up some funding to help us get this project really moving. And then when this is a group of experts that came into the city of Norwood, and when I say experts, I'm not talking about regional experts, I'm talking about national and international experts that are bringing their expertise to the city of Norwood to put together a plan. And that's one of the things the city has been missing for the last few years is some of the different planning, mostly because of constraints that were on the previous administration for getting some plans put in place. But now we've opened up that door and we put plans in place and we can get grants and different things. So as you talk about where does this go, I mean, the Norwood Together group started putting together plans pretty much right. They were working on this before I even became mayor. They started working to make improvement projects happen in the city of Norwood. For me, as the new mayor coming in, they started talking to me about what they were trying to get to accomplish. And I said, keep moving. You guys are going in the right direction. So we started working with the Ohio Department of Transportation on some pedestrian safety projects. We're working with SORTA on some plans for transportation in those areas. The Montgomery Road, the Pike, hasn't been repaved in 20 years.
Wow.
So that's State Route 22 and 3. It's a major thoroughfare. We have a great opportunity right now to make real improvements to the pedestrian flow, to the traffic flow, just all across the transportation improvements and enhancements in the downtown Norwood area. We're doing 561. So I'm sorry, I feel like I ramble on when you ask me a question, but there's so many good things going on. And I'm so pleased with this plan that we haven't seen yet. So these callers who are calling in, they've got it. But it's interesting because there's so many positive things happening, and that will happen from plans like this, from bringing these experts in.
Yeah. So if I could interject something here, I just want to say that also with the planners that came, Katie Shackelford is one of the transportation planners, and her specialty is implementation. So just this last week, she sent us an email with several possible grants that we can use to implement the plans as they come through. So I'm not sure if the mayor's seen that email because it just came out, but that's exciting too because it gives the city some places to look specifically targeting this type of project.
Gotcha. So it sounds like,
and I would jump in to say that, you know, the team from Stantec's Urban Places studio, it's a international firm, as the mayor mentioned, but that one of the things that I was really happy to see was that their proposals for Norwood were developed in a way that could be incrementally implemented. Because of course, you know, some of these needs are things that the city has full control over. And some of them, when you start to get into Ohio DOT, you're working with the state. There are timelines, there are schedules, there are, you know, capital improvement funding schemes that the different stakeholders have to work within. And so part of what the team delivered, as Mary said, was is showing how to do the pieces of this plan incrementally over time. And Mary, you'll be getting that full report. Part of, I'll let everyone know that the Congress, May 15th through the 18th, on the final day of the Congress, the teams from the Legacy Projects present their final completed reports to the communities as a way of, you know, sort of finalizing the work that went into these projects.
Okay. So is there a final price tag yet in terms of what this plan? I know you're still waiting to see the final plan, but do you know what it could cost Mallory, or is it too soon to know that?
It is too soon to know, but in part, what the team will be providing is, you know, examples of, like I say, these sort of bite-sized projects. That there are some of these, as the mayor's pointed out, are the timing may be very good to try and encourage some reforms of how particular thoroughfares are getting improved upon within the existing schedules of you know, those sort of capital investments. And so those have bigger price tags. Some of the smaller things, like signalizing intersections, or, you know, things like that simply provide, you know, paint or signage in along thoroughfares are the kind of things that those are a little more manageable. And that's where Katie's already working with Mary and the mayor to be able to give recommendations on how to find the funding for those individual strategies.
Well, we will continue our conversation in just a moment. And later in the program, we'll talk about what's next with a new Ohio law that affects transgender minors. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about Norwood and a new project that aims to improve connections between the city's wards and with the rest of the region. My guests are Norwood Mayor Victor Schneider, Norwood Together Board President Mary C. Miller, and Congress for the New Urbanism President Mallory Batches. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Mayor, we've talked about this project. I know the plan is still a little bit of a work in progress, but what kinds of opportunities do you think this could open up for the city? Is this about making Norwood more attractive for future residents, for businesses, both? Why are these connections so important?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty easy to say yes to what you're talking about. I mean, ultimately, I'm here speaking as the mayor for the city of Norwood, but just in a meeting yesterday with the finance committee, they were talking about where are we going with this? And do we have a plan, a path forward? We finance committee, of course, they're all numbers and they want to look at the numbers and make sure, but we have to put together a 5-year plan. And they're saying, what do we have that tells us where, and the fire chief, absolutely, the fire chief and the police chief are talking about, how do we put a path forward that keeps the city where it's at? We want to get rid of these peaks and valleys for the city of Norwood. We want to stabilize and we want to be able to run strong and run smart for many, many years to come. So, you know, when you talk about a project like this that we're discussing, it all will work and it gets baked into the comprehensive plan. And hopefully we can put together a comprehensive plan, which was put together years ago when a large part of the industry left the city. There was a comprehensive plan put together, and that set sort of a path forward, and it worked. But you know, you lose focus, and people change, and the mayor changes, and community council members change. But we'd like to be able to put that together in the next few years and have something that says, this is our path forward. This is the path to a really bright and consistent, prosperous future for the city.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, you think these connections, these improved connections, are important to that path forward?
Very important. Norwood has just changed so much. We moved here in 2015, as did many young professional families. I'm not in that category. I'm in professional, but not necessarily young. And, you know, they really, the coolest thing is they are staying and they see these wonderful things that are happening in Norwood, very supportive of what the government is doing. And I think that connectivity will, one of our major goals in that is bringing those people in the north to Wassenway. Sometimes if you go talk to people in Ward 4 and you say, would you like to meet me in Wassenway? What's Wassenway? Mm. So, you know, that feeling of bringing people together, I think, is very important to continue to build that community and make the city not only the place that people who live there want, but a place that attracts other people to want to come there and live and work and develop, you know, in the city. So I think that's great.
Yeah. Mallory, I mentioned that you mentioned that there are several of these legacy projects that are going to be part of the work that CNU does as part of the National Congress that you're going to be having here. Why, and I'm sure a lot of folks applied and wanted to get in on the action of having these experts help them with some of these challenges. Why Norwood? Why was Norwood one of the applications that you all decided to work on?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, each Congress that our membership gathers for has a focus, a sort of problem space that we want our participants, our members that are coming from every branch or profession that touches the built environment. So planners and architects and landscape architects and developers and municipal staff members of all kinds of different departments and elected officials and just local advocates. How this group can come together and focus on a challenge that cities are commonly facing. And so this year in Cincinnati, our Congress focus is restorative urbanism. And that's really thinking about the framework that already exists, the built environment, the streets and the buildings and the different elements of urbanism and how we can improve those or expand upon those in order for the livability of the place to increase. And if I could explain in one fell swoop what I think this project does for Norwood, that is it. This is an opportunity for the city to think about ways to make it, as Mary and the mayor have both said, a more livable, more enjoyable, more connected city within the broader Cincinnati region. And doing so by both small and large investments. You know, part of what I was saying before is that the Stantec team is working to make sure that this isn't all just a massive dollar amount of intervention, but that these are things that the city of Norwood can start to take on immediately as soon as the plans are finished to be able to start to implement. They're quick, light, cheap interventions, and then there are big, heavy ones that are going to take time and political will and a lot of stakeholder participation in building the momentum for. All of that's included in this plan, and it's all a restorative way for the city of Norwood to look at its future.
Mayor, you've lived in Norwood for a long time, as I understand it. What do you think about this idea of making it more livable? What does that mean to you? And also, what will this mean for affordability? Because I know one of the very attractive things about Norwood has been that it's been an affordable place for young families for many years. How do you think this plan could have an impact on that? And what do you think it means in terms of livability?
Well, as you talk about growing up in the city of Norwood, because I did grow up in the city of Norwood, I rode my bike as a 10-year-old all over the city of Norwood. Pedestrian safety was something that was a concern. And we, even back in the early 70s, Norwood had crosswalk, you know, the lights and all of the systems in place. We had all of the stoplights were there. There were a lot of them that were connected, and there was a lot of improvements that were made through the years. Your question about the changes, I mean, as a old Norwoodian, you know, I look at the new stuff that has happened in other communities, whether that's around our region, whether that's in Hamilton County, or in my travels to Northern Kentucky, where some other people live, or in my travels to out of the state. And you look at some of these enhancements and you go, why don't we have them here? Why are we not improving in Norwood? Why aren't we adopting some of those things here? Because it'll just make our community that much better. And that's an important part for the people who've lived here a long time or for the people that are moving here. It's to provide them just the best community to raise your children in or just to live every day in. We're so close to everything. It's such an incredible location. Why not make it the best possible?
Yeah. Is affordability a concern for you?
Housing prices are going up. I mean, living in cities is going up. Everything is increasing. But we still have a pretty good core stock of starter homes. You know, we are a very populated 3-square-mile city. And it was built out when there were tons of jobs that you rode a bus to or you rode the streetcar to. So there's still a lot of small homes, starter homes. I think we'll just see those areas that maybe have been neglected through the years because they were there wasn't a lot of money. We'll see some of those go up. But isn't that all good? I mean, and ultimately, we want our children to have starter homes within our community. And they're there. You've just got to find them.
Yeah. I will add to that a little bit because I do think there are some people who are concerned about affordable housing, but I think in a positive way. Like I know that I believe Susan Hoover is involved in the housing committee. Is she the chairman still? She's really involved in not keeping her eye off of that. But I agree with the mayor that there's a lot of improvements that have been made in the homes, and it's a great thing because we have beautiful homes in our city, and that those improvements are also causing people to stay because it's a beautiful place to live. We just can't keep, I think we need to keep an eye on that to make sure that we don't discourage people who are currently living there from
That's
staying.
Beautiful housing stock, big and small. There are very small 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom homes that are beautiful homes that you look at and you drive past and go, like, that is a really nice mm-hmm. home. And it's not, I guess people, I think they focus on these huge homes on Floral Avenue or up on Indian Mound and how much they're being improved and then how much, but there are so many homes and there's 7,000 homes in a 3-square-mile. There's a lot of homes there, and there's a lot of different opportunities. I don't disagree. We don't have, you know, a low-income housing complex sitting in the middle of our city. That's because it's throughout. It's very organic, and it's been that way for many, many years.
Okay. Well, we call that naturally occurring affordable housing.
There you go. Yep.
Well, I've been talking with Norwood Mayor Victor Schneider, Norwood Together Board President Mary C. Miller, and Congress for the New Urbanism President Mallory Batches. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Up next, the ACLU of Ohio has filed a lawsuit to try to stop Ohio's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. We'll discuss what's next. This is Cincinnati Edition.